Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Mr. Anonymous, and here's what he has to say. Hi Sane Man Anonymous here. What advice would you give to a man in his early 30s who's been canceled by a woke mob, had his reputation and life totally ruined, and tomorrow must start over with no job, $5,000 in a bank, and a new legal name and identity? In this hypothetical scenario, this man can never ever reveal his past identity to anyone that he meets. And he's been forced to basically be cut off from all his contacts and ties with people in his old life. This man cannot tell anyone he meets in the future about his old identity, because there are too many horrible lies written about him online, and it would end in disaster. This man is not married, he has no kids, and he has no debts. Do you think there's hope for this man to live the rest of his life in a fulfilling, enjoyable, positive way? What can MGTOW philosophy teach him to make this situation easier? If you were in this situation, how would you fight the temptation to self-delete? How would you convince yourself that life is worth living? I feel like many more men are going to go through this horrible experience in the years to come. And any advice or thoughts you may have can actually save lives. Thanks for all the great work that you do. Well, Mr. Anonymous, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. If this were the 1800s and a man was shamed by his town or village, I'd say the only way to escape and have a positive situation in life at that point is to move to the New World, if he was in Europe, or move to a bigger city like London, which had close to 1 million people then, where he could simply disappear. Today it's a lot easier if a woke mob cancels you, though. It's simple. Use the internet to make money. Start an eBay store, head to garage sales, buy stuff cheap, and sell it online for more. But that only works if the guy has a car. Perhaps start an Etsy shop and sell custom-made stuff. Or you can go onto something like Craigslist or its Canadian version, Kijiji, buy up vintage toy lots with tons of missing pieces, and after a while you've had enough pieces to complete vehicles and sell them. I recently saw someone selling a vintage G.I. Joe lot that was only for $50. Meanwhile, it was worth $1,500. Or go on Facebook Classifieds and do the same. Or if you have writing, editing, or sound recording experience, start doing work remotely online through something like Fiverr. Or start a YouTube channel anonymously and make history videos or something else that's safe. Google normally won't look up your name and share it with other people. Learn to code and work remotely that way too. You don't need a corporate job to survive anymore. A guy doesn't even have to change his name and appearance anymore and move to another city. Cancel culture and woke mobs are going to have a hard time stopping you when you're anonymous online. That's why I believe in coming years or a decade or two from now, women will make up the majority of politicians and they'll push for an end to internet anonymity and force some sort of digital ID connected to social credit scores. At that point, you might as well be a newly released prisoner or ex-con that very few people will hire. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Surviving Fourth Wave Feminism. There's a war in the West being waged by purple-haired ladies with orange man rabies. Let Dr. Be Real tell you about the feminist deal in his two-volume book series called Surviving Fourth Wave Feminism. His books are full of red pill truth bombs and color images discussing the downfall of our society. The left and women are in bed together, and men aren't invited. Don't be a male feminist. Get both copies today. It's free with the Kindle app. Amazon sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to the coming tyranny of Thunderous Queef's Clown World Show. So what do you do when you think that a woke mob is coming for you? The plan you should have before you get canceled in the first place is to get off you money as quickly as possible. Think of someone like Stephen Molyneux or even Donald Trump. Well off or independently wealthy enough through real estate or crypto to weather the woke mobs. In a future where women with the political power try to completely unperson you, there will be issues getting a bank account, Uber account, driver's license, and many other things that you take for granted. So learn how to keep your crypto in a hard wallet. Have some gold and silver that you could take to a local dealer and get cash for. But Mr. Anonymous, we're still a ways away from the tyranny of the tits coming down on us and closing out on all our options. I would suggest to build up those assets well over $5,000. So if things go really badly, you could always move to a country where the internet wasn't restricted, that requires you to show an online ID before using it. If you can't get out of Canada like myself and the government forces everyone to reveal their identities online, then it's time to pray for Mojo, like that Simpsons episode. But we aren't there yet, and if it were to happen, expect massive protests like we saw with the truckers in Canada. Because if there are hate speech laws mandated from above by the government, then the government can unperson you if you're a political opponent. Who wants to live in a world like that? Unfortunately, the slippery slope of power is heading in that direction. According to Socrates, first you go from a monarchy or aristocracy to a democracy, where the wealthy male landowners have power. Then you move to an oligarchy where people like the robber barons in the United States once had control over every aspect of life. Then things crumble and we head back into a monarchy or aristocracy once again, and order is restored. Do things like crypto and internet anonymity allow you to break that cycle and decentralized political power where no one can hold the power to cancel you and you can't cancel others? Or does power keep centralizing? That's the struggle right now. If we win, then in the future the only person that will be able to cancel you is yourself, if you do something stupid and people see how big of a douche canoe that you really are, by acting like an a-hole online. As for how a young man might resist the temptation to self-delete if his financial life and employment life are ruined, the man would have to focus on the small positives and slowly dig his way out of the problem. If you're in your early 30s, you have a lot of time to get your life in order and put some serious work into fixing it up. Once you get into your 40s, you start to see a general decline in your health, or it comes quicker if you're under constant stress. If the guy's physical appearance makes him too recognizable and people basically know who he is, then it's time to change it. If he had facial hair, then he needs to get rid of it. If he had short hair, then he needs to grow it out. If he's fat, then he needs to be skinny. If he's skinny, then he needs to put on muscle and slowly, piece by piece, become unrecognizable from his old former canceled self. That's what spy agencies always train their spies to do. To take the opposite disguise. To wear baggy clothes so no one can actually see their body shape. To dye their hair gray if they're younger, and get rid of their grays if they're older. Maybe get a tattoo or two. I don't know. Now, as to if the man's life is going to be fulfilling, that's a personal question, and depends on what a man is expecting from life. If you're like me and you're happy writing, taking pictures, and making videos, all very introverted activities, then a guy has nothing to worry about. But if he's used to having a huge social circle, then he needs to get used to not having such a large group of people to talk to anymore. Also, what about relationships? Do you think a woman is going to date a man that's been canceled and shamed? Won't that shame rub off on her and ruin her reputation if people find out? I told one woman that I was the same man many years ago, and she was terrified what her parents and friends would think, so she tried to get me to stop making my content. She got pissed off when I didn't. Also, what about finding a job? A guy can usually find a job in a blue-collar profession where he can disappear with a bunch of other men, and there won't be a woman there trying to reveal his identity. And most of the men won't care about his so-called woke crimes, unless, of course, he's a kiddie diddler, or he hurt women physically or violently. If he just got canceled because he yelled Ephraim the Pussy in the background of a TV broadcast to some broad reporter, then odds are guys in the blue-collar fields will welcome him as a hero to his new job. But if he's trying to get into a gynocentric office environment, it'd be tough, because people don't want the risk of someone embarrassing their organization like that, or making the other workers, mostly women and simps, uncomfortable. Depending on how woke the mob is, he might actually be able to gain a following online. Don't you remember Count Dankula, Mr. Anonymous? He was the guy that trained his girlfriend's dog to do a salute for the backwards Buddhist symbol, with regards to the Second World War. The English court system, I think, put him in jail for 30 days. I can't exactly remember the details. But now his YouTube channel is ranked number 468 in the UK. And he makes a great living from being chased by a woke mob. Depending on what you're canceled for, you might actually be able to make a living from your notoriety. As for what MGTOW philosophy can teach a young man that's been canceled by a woke mob, I'd say it has to do with cutting off ties with old contacts and people in his life. After you break up with a woman, first you lose your couple's friends. 80 to 90% usually go with the woman. Then your remaining friends that are in relationships will usually accept you as long as you find a new partner in a year or two. Otherwise, their female partners will start putting pressure on them to cut you loose if you don't. I've seen that happen numerous times. I tell the guy, don't invest in so-called friendships with women or couples. Odds are you won't even be able to find those anymore. That such a canceled guy needs to find friends that are other single friends. But that would be a hard task because a lot of guys are losers that have no choice in the matter. The sad thing is that it's mostly women that make up woke mobs these days, trying to cancel and control male behavior. As more men become single, women won't be able to control us through the use of their pet cooch sitting on our couch at home. Instead, they'll police us on the internet and use the women we work with to make sure we're all under control. That's why in countries that are more about equality in the workplace, men go off and work with other men, where they can be free from gynocentrism. If there's anyone that won't cancel you, it's going to be another man. Because if he's a rat, then the other men will lose respect for him. Meanwhile, if a woman gets woke and rats you out, all the other women in your workplace will cheer with applause and thunderous queefs. Because you've been canceled and now your job might be going to one of the sisterhood. the best way to avoid getting canceled is not to put yourself in a place where it can happen in the first place. You wouldn't go swimming in a hot tub full of gonorrhea now, would you? Expecting to come out on the other side smelling of roses. That's why you're seeing so many young guys avoiding women in relationships entirely. I'm talking about guys in their teens and early 20s, in the prime of their sexual lives. Their instinct for self-preservation has overwhelmed their instinct for procreation. Mr. Anonymous, you asked what a young man can do to restart his life after being canceled. But increasingly I see young men that are proactive with regards to being canceled in the first place, instead of being reactive after it already happens. Men like to build their lives on security, and only an idiot tries to dance on quicksand instead of just avoiding it in the first place. Many men are going their own way from relationships entirely. It's not that hard to go your own way from a gynocentric workplace and instead replace it with one that treats you with respect. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Mr. Anonymous for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that women want you to smash them, but they also want the power to turn around and cancel you with a false allegation at any moment and ruin your life. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the naked land whales dancing on quicksand, so they can disappear from sight quickly away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.